I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we cut quite a figure as we probe the mind of Dexter. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome David Zayas and Lauren Velez of the modern-day classic horror TV series, Dexter. Mr. Zayas played Sergeant Angel Batista on the series, having also appeared in the TV prison drama Oz, and Ms. Velez played Captain Maria LaGuerta for 7 of the show's 8 seasons. Over the next segment, David Zayas and Lauren Velez will help us explore virtually every aspect of this horrific series, which makes its basic cable premiere on Nuvo TV January 13th. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to follow the code, feel free to grab a donut as we stalk our way out of the past to inject ourselves into the present. David and Lauren, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Happy to be on board.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, the two of you starred in the classic TV series Dexter, which makes its basic cable premiere on Nuvo TV January 13th. David, for those who might not have discovered Dexter, tell us about the series premise and your character, Angel Batista.
Dexter is about a forensic analyst for the Miami Metro Homicide Division, and he's also a serial killer. He was taught a certain code so that he can satisfy his urges with other bad people, other killers, other, you know, awful people that society really doesn't need. That's the moral concept and the moral dilemma of the show. Angel Batista plays a homicide detective that works alongside Dexter Morgan, also his friend, and has no idea of his extracurricular activity. It's an interesting dynamic as to how he looks at things and how Angel looks at things alongside with the other characters on the show.
Interesting dynamic, to say the least. Lauren, tell us a little bit about your character, Maria, and what you enjoyed the most about playing her role.
Well, my character, who makes the leap from, not the leap, who graduates from lieutenant to captain over the 7-year span, is a very aggressive, political animal, very ambitious, and someone who's always been very important for her to succeed and really make something of herself. She was one of the people who came over in the Maria Boatlift from Cuba, and so she came to this country wanting to fulfill the American dream, and somewhere along the way she finds a partner, an Angel Batista. And she really thinks, it's actually kind of heartbreaking, because she thinks that she will be able to have everything, have it all, be incredibly successful and have a husband and a family. And it's very crushing for her when she realizes that for her, she hasn't figured that out yet. And she may never figure that out. So she has a really terrific journey in which she tries to fulfill her ambitions, and then she finds love and she loses love, and this is a recurring theme for her actually in the show, which I think was something that, as difficult as it was to play, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the complexity of it, and I enjoyed being able to do it and then having to live it, and then she doesn't wear it on her sleeve. While her clothing is very extravagant and she gets to express herself that way, you're not always privy to what's going on with her, so I really enjoyed all of this inner life that she had going.
Yeah, that was the amazing thing about the show. It really explored human complexities and dynamics in an amazing way. Besides that, David, what made Dexter so unique?
I think what made Dexter so unique is the fact that he brought the audience along with him with his thoughts and his explanation and his breaking down of what he was doing, why he was doing it, and how he felt about it. So the audience knew more about this character than every other character alongside of him in the show. And I think going on that journey with him didn't condone what he did, but you kind of understood where he was coming from. You started to understand his sickness. You started to figure out why he was doing what he was doing. And I don't think another show has, before then, had taken that kind of approach where the audience actually knows more about what's happening than some of the other characters on the show. And I think that created a very interesting concept in how you look at the show.
Well, speaking of relationships, Lauren, your relationship with Dexter changed significantly over the years. Without giving too much away, tell us about that.
Well, I think it starts out, she's initially very attracted by him, drawn to him in an inexplicable way. She really can't figure it out why it is that she feels so connected to him. And then I feel like as the seasons go by, it morphs into something else. She just becomes more protective of him. Until, you know, the final outcome. But I think that in itself is a very interesting journey, that she starts out in one way and she kind of just grows up and becomes much more maternal towards him than she was originally. And puts all her attention on Sergeant Batista.
Now, this question is for the both of you. How profound an impact did Dexter have on both your lives and careers?
You know, I had to move to I moved to Los Angeles to do the show, which was a huge life change for me. And once it was over, I moved back to New York. So it's just, you know, 8 years out of your life in a different city and surrounded by different people. It was a very significant change for me and a really extraordinary experience.
And the same with me. I think it was definitely the most complex character that I have played in my career. It was definitely the longest character that I've played in my career. And it gave me the opportunity to really grow as an actor and also working with the wonderful, wonderful professionals, and it helped me grow a lot. So it really had a big impact in my life and in my career, and really, really thankful that it happened.
Now, when the two of you went to work each day on Dexter, what did you look forward to the most?
I actually have to say I enjoyed the rehearsal process the most, because it's when everyone comes in, it's early in the morning, and you just sort of shuffle in, and you're trying to find where everyone is with the scene, and where you're standing, and the director, and it's just the first part of the scene, just before it's all fully created, and I always loved that kind of magic. Like, being aware of the magic you're about to create is a wonderful moment for me, and I always felt that way when we walked on set in the morning.
Yeah, I really enjoyed, because, you know, the actors that were on the show were probably one of the most professional group of actors that I worked with, so everyone came in prepared. So being prepared with that preparation, whatever spontaneously happened in the scene that we were able to go with, we were so familiar with each other that we actually went with some of the spontaneity, and not necessarily with lines or anything, but just moments that we had in the scenes. We felt free enough, we felt safe enough to be able to go with the spontaneity of what was happening, and that was really interesting and really great to do, and I look forward to that every day.
That's great. David and Lauren, what can we look forward to from you guys now and in the future?
Well, I'm producing and starring in my passion project about a Cuban singer named La Lupe, and we're going to be going into production within the next couple of months, so that's what I'm going to be doing, which I'm very excited about.
Nice. I'm taking a whole different turn and doing a comedy called St. George with George Lopez that is probably, I don't know when it's going to air, probably around March or so. So I'm looking forward to delving into comedy and seeing how that works out. It's a really great project with a lot of great people in it.
That's great. Where can people find out more about yourselves and Nuvo TV online?
Well, for Nuvo, you can go to mynuvotv.com, and that'll tell you all about Dexter. And for me, I guess, I don't know.
You'll read about it. You'll hopefully read about it.
Okay.
You know, here and there.
Okay.
One thing's for sure, you can always see us Monday night. At night.
Exactly.
There you go.
David Zayas and Lauren Velez of Dexter, which makes its basic cable premiere on Nuvo TV January 13th. David and Lauren, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Is this a new beginning? Or the beginning of the end?
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.